You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor for the You Know What, Dude podcast.
So awesome.
Really good sponsor. I'm very proud to announce that Adam and Eve is a new sponsor of the You Know What, Dude podcast. And you know what, Dan? I want to ask you a couple questions because have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Yeah, I've been looking to do anything in the bedroom.
You've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, Dan?
Who doesn't, Bobby?
Well, here's an offer for you. You won't be able to resist.
It's actually an awesome deal. If you go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, you're going to get 50% off of any item you want. That's not all. When you do select your one item at 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration and a free extra gift so sensual we can't even mention it on the podcast. A podcast, by the way, which has talked about anal fissures. Yes. And to top it all off, we're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing.
Free shipping is the best. You get the 3 free movies, you get the 50% off a gift, you get the free extra gift, which is just, you don't even know what it is, so it's a surprise, so it's a double gift, because it's free and it's a surprise, because we all love surprises, and you get the free shipping, which is the best. So go check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type RIOT, R-I-O-T, for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code RIOT at adamandeve.com. Hey, what's up, You Know What, Dude fans? Make sure you go to comedyawards.com and vote for the best comedy app, me, Robert Kelly Live. You can vote once a day, every day, until the awards next week. Make sure you go and vote. Comedyawards.com, best comedy app. Vote once a day. Get all your friends to vote. We want to fucking win this thing. Thank you, dude.
Hi, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. This is Corporate Dan. Robert Kelly's going to be at Uncle Vinny's on the 27th of April, and you will have a very good time. This is my corporate tone.
You know what, dude?
All right, this is weird. This is like old school because this is what we used to do way back in the day, is use the Yeti microphone. This is what I did on the first podcast.
Is it really? But
well,
you
no, no.
use the blue microphone?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, welcome to You Know What? You still can't get it.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't. You know what? It's weird. It's like being an R&B singer, and I can't hit the tone.
Dude.
Like,
watch it.
It's like I'm trying to be.
Dude. Nope. Dude. Nope.
It's awful.
We're
in the haunted hotel room.
We're in Chicago.
We are.
We're in Chicago.
Chicago, home of the super fans. I went and saw the Chicago Cubs play the Milwaukee Brewers.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I went to Wrigley Field.
Because you're here. Here, I'm here.
You're here, but we were both here.
I'm here to do a comedy show.
I'm here
as a comic.
I'm here as a corporate show. So that's what I'm here for.
I'm here playing the brand new Up Comedy Club.
Gorgeous place.
Gorgeous. Over at the Second City.
It is.
Upstairs.
Connected to the Second City.
It's above it. Up. It's up.
Up. That's how they called it.
Up. It's up above.
But
and you're here wearing a suit.
Yeah, beautiful suit.
Doing Guinness tour. And you came in tonight and did a little spot, which is great.
I did. Thank you for putting me up.
You did a little guest spot, which I don't do. I don't do guest spots.
You don't do those?
No, I make sure that they go no guest spots. Yeah. I don't mind you because I know you're funny, and you're a friend of mine, and you're a monster voice, and you're a fucking
monster voice. So the ghost in this room should be afraid of my voice.
So he's...
I really hope that when we listen back, it's like, I'm not afraid of your voice. It's like there's like some spooky shit.
Well, here's the deal, man, is you fucking, you were doing some promos. You do a lot of the promos for the podcast.
Yeah.
You're in your hotel last night.
I'm in this room
this
right
room
now,
that
sitting
we're in, right
in
now.
The seat that I'm in right now.
And you sent me the promo.
Holy shit, dude.
And you...
No, I did... See, now we're getting suspect.
Wait, hang on 1 second. Is there... The AC's over there. Is the AC over there?
There's no AC.
There's no AC?
Huh.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I saw that curtain fucking move.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, man.
Last night, you sent me a videotape. It says, holy shit. I don't know. I listened to it later.
Dude, here's the thing. You and I talked last night,
right.
And you were like, I need some live updates
right.
for my website.
Right.
And you know me, I've got the Yeti mic here.
You carried it with you.
Yeah, well, I do.
Because you love blue microphones.
I love blue. Blue microphones are great, but I also do it.
They're the actually the microphone of the You Know What Dude podcast.
You Know What Dude! I'm sorry. You Know What Dude?
No.
I'm still not nailing it.
They're the how do you say it? How would you, you're a corporate guy. How do you say they're the podcast, the microphone?
They are
yes.
the corporate sponsor of the You Know What Dudes. No, but they gave us this great mic.
Laugh Button Live did.
Laugh Button Live.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah. I use it even for commercials. If I'm auditioning for a voiceover, I can record it right in my hotel room as I'm being corporate Dan. So last night we talk.
Yeah.
I'm out with the people from Guinness.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, will you do some reads for my live dates
yeah.
on my website? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Easily. It's fun.
Fuck
I
yeah.
have fun. I get to do different voices.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than listening to a podcast. Hey, I'm going to be here. I hate having to do them myself. It's cool when you, like, I have other people, more talented people at voices
well,
like yourself.
You. Well, thank you.
And Dixie Lizard.
Great.
You like Dixie Lizard?
Fucking love it.
People hate her.
Well, I kind of, I jerk off to it.
Well,
I like the
Dixie Lizard?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard her?
No.
Oh.
And I don't know if I want to.
Because
I probably,
okay.
But you texted me and was like, hey,
yeah.
will you do some reads
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah,
this
yeah.
date?
You said yes. We just said that 9 times. We just repeated the same thing 9 times. Good. So you, I texted you. I said.
It sounds like we're doing a bunch of blow in this hotel.
I know.
Right now.
Because you got to understand, it's late. We're jazzed up. We had good shows.
Yeah.
It's fucking late. And you drank, I think, a pint of whiskey at the club.
Half pint.
Yeah. They gave you a lot of fucking booze.
They did.
So you got a little buzz on.
I got my buzz on.
I had some steak.
Mm.
So, you know, I have my food buzz on.
Dude, you ate a sandwich.
I didn't eat the bread.
No, you didn't.
I was good.
You really did just fucking vampire the shit out of that meat. You just took the meat with that fork like a fucking pirate.
I eat disgusting. I eat like a savage.
You really do eat like a Viking.
I do.
Like you have like the meat juice
yeah,
off your chin.
It's Lord of the Rings, the last one, when they go
yeah.
into the king and he's
yeah,
chewing
yeah.
on grapes and he bites his own tongue
yeah.
and he starts bleeding. That's the way I eat.
That's probably the most accurate description I've ever heard of someone eating.
So anyways, you do these promos. You send me this thing. I listened to it late at night.
Didn't hear it.
I heard it. I didn't hear it the first time. The second time, all of a sudden, I hear this fucking noise
creepy.
In the background.
How creepy was it?
And we're going to let you hear it right now.
Yeah. Alan has tried... to let me know that I can be happy. And I think I can. Dude, please tell me you heard that. So that's it. That's you hear me doing the read. I'm going into the read. And I hear that. Now you gotta understand, when I do reads for you, I have my fucking my real deal radio headphones
right.
that I used to do reads on.
Yeah.
Like, I have it so I can hear my pitch if I'm popping peas.
How does
that
happen?
Shit. Pop peas. But I heard something twice.
Yeah.
And it freaked me the fuck out to the point that I stopped recording.
Yeah.
I took my headphones off, and the sound was made again.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's no AC?
Nothing. You'll see the AC right there, but the noise that it makes isn't an AC noise. I know ACs in hotels.
What's an AC noise?
Like a... You hear like... It's like a startup. Like a...
Like a hovercraft?
Yeah, it is. But it is. When you hear it come in, you hear something build.
What hotels are you staying in?
Futuristic ones, Bobby. I actually stay in the I stay in hotels where they give you hoverboards to go around the city. Now, fuck that, dude. Listen to that sound. Re-listen to that sound. It freaked me the fuck out.
All right, we'll listen to it again right now. Listen.
Alan has tried to let me know that I can be happy. And I think I can. Dude, please tell me you heard that. I mean, that's the sound of a haunting.
That's the sound of a haunting.
That's the sound of a haunting.
I tried to make it a song. It's not going to work.
No.
Yeah, dude, that's some weird shit. That's like the thing I got at the Wushu Club.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Which, by the way, I'm totally out. I'm not going to Nevada.
Why not?
After this shit.
Why not?
Because.
Dude, you have the face of a ghost. They're not going to bother you.
Like a suntanned ghost.
Dude, I'm looking at your eyes right now. You have, underneath your eyes is literally see-through. Like you can see into your fucking eye. Underneath your eyes is so pale white that you can see the blood pumping into your eye.
You're talking about the blue veins, which some people confuse as bags.
So anyways, dude, we did the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Now the haunting, we'll get back to that in a second, but yeah. The show tonight was pretty wild because actually, you know, I do shows and there's a lot of ONA fans that come,
yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But now what's happening at the shows is that the you-know-what dude fans are showing up.
YKWD, motherfuckers.
Second show wasn't as packed up, but look, I usually do the improv in Schaumburg, which is a 400-seater. Huh. They pack it up. We do well out there.
Yeah, but you're in the heart of Chicago. What you're doing is you're coming into Chicago and you're seeing some super fans. And I'll tell you this, there were some podcast fans.
Because you were walking out going to fuck around.
I cheated on cigarettes.
Yeah, you're smoking again.
No, but I cheat.
What the fuck does that mean?
If someone goes outside and has a cigarette, I go hang out with them and I take a couple of drags.
All right, so I go out and a girl's sucking my cock. Do I tell Dawn that, hey, I'm not cheating? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Is that cheating?
I don't know. Why are you fucking making it that weird? I'm just having a couple of drags of a butt. Jesus.
So if I have a drink of white-labeled scotch.
White-labeled scotch is not a real thing.
White-labeled scotch is a real thing.
Is it?
Absolutely. You fucking
blue
juvenile.
Scotch is.
Well, if they had blue, they had white. Probably have red.
I don't know. Why are you getting real dangerous Joe on me right now?
Why am I shaking?
I'll tell you what, if they had a little single malt, I might be there with a nice buxomy babe.
And a what?
A nice buxomy babe.
Well, no, they. I mean, it's the same thing, dude. You're smoking.
Yeah, man.
You're smoking.
Well, dude, it started at South by Southwest.
You started smoking. It's motherfucker.
I didn't.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, you weren't. It didn't start when you were there. Free vodka tent. That was a problem.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Dude, I don't drink, but that's like a free taco tent.
Dude, are you kidding me, man?
Really?
Yeah. It was like something like 3 to 7.
Really?
You could go get Tito's vodka.
What is Tito's vodka?
I don't know. It's a fucking Austin vodka.
Right.
And Nick Turner and I.
Who's Nick Turner?
He was part of the Laugh Button interview process.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's me, Nikki T, really funny comedian, lives in L.A.
Right.
But every day at like fucking 2, he'd be like, vodka tent? I'm like, oh, that's going to be a bad idea. And we just drink vodka and energy drinks.
See, that's the thing, man. It's weird, you know, when you talk about this. I was at my room last night. Mm. I got here last night, and I'm in my room, and I got granola. I got some almonds unsalted, and I'm looking at a menu, and I'm trying to find something that I can eat without a carb in it. I'm starving.
That is really weird, though. You know that, right?
Well,
that's
because
Iowa wrestler shit.
Oh, no, because I'm a fat fuck.
But you're losing weight.
Losing weight.
Oh, that
you
is
You know
a song.
I'm fucking losing weight.
They're going to edit that out.
No, they won't.
That's almost the same clap. I really think you're in trouble.
Yeah, dude, this is how sad it was for me last night. I'm in the room, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, wow. I used to do gigs. I'd have some side pussy set up, or I'd be looking through the fucking massages or blah, 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 trying to set up some paid sex just to get a little company for the night,
yeah.
Whether it be paid or some chick I met on the internet. And I'd be fucking chowing some food, smoking butts. I'd be fucking having a cup of coffee right now. I miss it. I miss it all.
Yeah.
And I haven't drank in 27 years, but you sit here and go, let's go to the vodka tent and get fucked up. That's a thing. It's fascinating to me because you get to go away at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dude.
And maybe not come back until the next day.
Well, that's...
Which is a bad thing.
It is.
But it's also
it's
like...
It's fun.
It's like, holy shit, dude. Like,
but also, you got to understand... The worst part is the morning when you wake up and you go, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Well, the worst part
you is... You wake up and Attell had the best bit ever about that. It's like time travel.
Yeah.
You wake up and you just go, oh, what did I do?
Okay, here's a fucking... You tell me what you'd rather take. Going to bed at 2 in the afternoon... Because you're so depressed that you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go get good food or shit food. You can't go get some pussy. You can't go drink. You can't go smoke a cigarette. And you just want to smoke a cigarette or eat some shit food or do something sexually deviant. You want to do it so bad. The only thing you can do to protect yourself is literally pull the covers over your head and do sheet therapy for the next 4 hours until you have to go do your show tonight. And then you have to go on stage and fucking do your gig and then go right back to your fucking room. It gets, like, I see you, like, I'm not saying I'm going to drink. I don't want to drink.
Yeah.
I know how bad it is for me.
Yeah.
I know that drinking is going to, I'll wind up killing somebody.
Yeah.
I'll snap somebody's neck.
Well, I mean,
or I'll get killed. Someone will kill me.
You think you'd just pop off the map?
It would be bad. And I'm not being a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'll just go kill. I'm saying it would be bad either for me or somebody else. Yeah. Either way, it would suck. Because I was a violent drunk.
See, but that's the opposite, is where I.
No, because you're a corporate. You know how to get drunk in a corporate way.
You're damn right I do. You're damn right I do. And my father taught me how to do that.
Really?
Yeah, my dad, you could never tell he was drunk. There's no way you could ever tell my dad was drunk. My dad would show up and you'd be like, I don't know. I don't know if he's banged up.
Because you're buzzing right now.
No.
No, yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, that's buzzing.
Yeah, I'm buzzing, but I'm not wasted.
No,
I'm
you're not wasted.
Like, I'm not like sloppy and like, fucking, no. Let's do a... I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm...
You're feeling good.
Yeah.
You're buzzing.
Yeah, but I can hang doing this.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is something, it's like a boxer being punched. You punch a normal person in the face and they're agitated or weird about it. But a boxer, if you punch them in the face, they're like, nah, fuck it, take a couple more of those.
Right.
That's almost what it's like.
Worst analogy ever.
I actually think that's a pretty goddamn good analogy.
No, it was terrible. It sounded great. But and then
it was like a boxer.
It was some drunk.
But I didn't say boxer.
Fuck
I
off.
Said boxer.
You know what you said.
I think Bobby.
I'm going to say right now, the demon in this room will possess you tonight while you sleep.
Whoa, why would you not even
I'm
say
sorry.
That?
I'm sorry.
God, please protect me and everything I care
the
about.
The demon
from
in the room
evil.
Will take you right
please
now.
Please, God, protect me and everything I care about from Satan's powers. Please, God, destroy any evil inside me and any evil around me. There we go. Good.
Jesus, good. Dude. This room's haunted. I can smell it.
Is it?
I can smell. We can smell cotton candy on the way up.
Well, you smell that in the elevator. It doesn't mean this room.
It's a ghost.
Let him knock that iron off this board.
All right, right now, listen to me. If there's a ghost in this room,
mm-hmm.
If there's a ghost in this room right now.
Knock that iron off that iron board.
Let's not be specific. Make right now in this room.
Please don't do this.
You let us know right now. Show us a sign. Either you talk.
Nothing.
What's the curtain doing? That's got to be, oh, that says the AC.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that, oh, that's a guy out the fucking window.
Yeah, dude, there's a fucking creepy dude across the way. I'm starting to do the...
What was that?
That was you flicking it, you cunt.
Oh, right,
Luis so. Gomez put me on the hotel workout, which I'm doing.
What's a hotel workout?
Dips, push-ups, sit-ups.
You know what that's also called? Prison.
It's a prison
workout.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that he calls it he made it a hotel workout for you because you spend in hotels. It's a prison workout for him.
So I do.
What is it?
40.
Let's go over this right now.
All right.
For fat people right now, you can do this right at your house.
Yeah.
This is the Luis Gomez.
This is the Luis workout. You do 4 sets of 20 push-ups. Then you do dips, which, by the way, fucking burn my arms out like a motherfucker. Dips? I haven't done dips in years.
Yeah, like you think, like you look in clothes, like you actually have a build, but you have like an unfinished, you're like an unfinished clone of Dan Soda.
Dude, DeRosa and I are like the Brooklyn Brawler of tag teams. So the first workout, 4 sets of 20 push-ups.
Yeah.
Then you do 4 sets of 20 dips.
Yeah.
Then you do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
For a whole minute.
Really?
Then a minute rest.
Okay.
And then you do 4 sets of that.
Okay.
Full minutes. Next day, you do split squats, lunges.
What if you're in a big room?
No, you can do them right here.
Okay.
You just do one.
Right.
Dip down. Then you do crunches. You do sets of 20.
Yep.
Now, I have a different crunch regimen.
Yeah.
Where I do...
Because you have a concave chest.
I do. I have a complete concave chest. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I really look like I was born without like the bone in the middle. Like my chest is fucking gross. You have
Patrick Swayze's younger brother's chest.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I think you just basically said I had Roadhouse body.
No, his younger brother.
Oh, God damn it.
You know the one with the fucking caveman brow?
Yeah.
Much similar to you. Much similar. Go ahead.
And then you do mountain climbers, which is where you put your.
Oh, those are fucking bad.
Yeah, but you do 30.
Right.
30, a set of 30.
Right.
And then the next day you do pull ups.
Okay.
Curls.
Yep.
And then shadow box.
Shadow box? That's
which
gay.
Is where I go back to mountain climbers. I don't feel.
What are you going to do in the where's the mirror?
Right here.
You just shadow box?
I didn't do it.
What do you do? Tell me what you do. Like, verbally say it.
Like, 1-2-1.
Yeah?
Duck, duck. 1-2-1. Duck, duck. Uppercut, uppercut.
Duck, duck.
Yeah.
Goose? Did you ever do that?
Kind of.
That's stupid.
You're stupid.
Who's stupid?
You.
I'm stupid? Why am I stupid?
Because Luis Gomez has a... You hear that? It's the sound of working out.
That's good. You've been doing that?
Yeah.
That's great. See, here's the problem with me.
I gained 37 pounds since I quit weighing tables.
Yeah, because you got money. You got food.
Yeah.
You could eat again.
Yeah.
That's the problem with fucking being successful.
But I got fat.
Yeah. That's what happens because you can buy something.
Mm-hmm.
And you do.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I was thin when I first moved to New York because I didn't have money.
Yeah. I mean, staff meal.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
I mean, I didn't.
Shitty noodles.
I didn't do that, but... I wasn't that piece of a shit. But look, my rent was $325 a month.
That sounds made up.
Why?
I know you and Bobby were living in some
Billy,
fucking...
I'm Bobby.
All right.
You really? And Bill, buzzing?
I know you and Burr were living in like a...
shithole. It was a shithole.
Was it?
97th and Lex.
Ooh.
It's a couple blocks away from Spanish Harlem.
It basically is Spanish Harlem now.
Fuck yeah. And it was back then.
Yeah.
So it was
back in the 90s when Giuliani was cleaning shit up.
No, it was the early 2000s, you fucking ape.
I know.
But it was...
I'm trying to date you.
I know. I love that you're just adding facts.
I'm like, back in fucking 88, they were working at Dangerfields, and Ronnie's like, I don't know about this kid with the red hair, but you're kind of funny. You're doing sets at Dangerfields, going on fucking 2-drink minimum. Night at the Improv.
Dude, it was bad. But I mean, it was like, you know, his rent was $500 a month. We split it.
Yeah.
Like I took the majority. He took the other half. He wasn't here all the time. So that's why it was $3.25 for me. But I would eat, like, you know, I would eat the specials, the $4 Chinese food special, the rice, the egg roll, and the meat, the protein.
Yeah.
Fucking every day.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly every fucking day.
What was my diet? My diet was usually at staff meal, they put out like some sort of ground beef.
Yeah.
And I was cool with a dude that worked in the taco station.
Right.
And he would give me flour tortillas.
Really?
So I could take flour tortillas and I'd take like the shitty meat and I'd put cumin dressing on it.
Oof.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good. But it was like fucking, like being in like a Taiwanese prison.
Do you know how fucking great it was to start working the cellar and get food spots?
Dude, when I started working at the cellar and they're like, what do you want? I was like, I can have wings.
Oh.
And like half price. And you're like,
dude, I used to fucking, when I first got my food spot, and they paid, you didn't get the money.
Yeah, you just got the food.
You got the food. I wanted that more than the fucking food. I mean, more than the money. Fuck the money. I don't want that. I don't need
it. You don't want the $25.
I mean, I need the money, but I'm going to order $60 worth of fucking food. I remember, that's why
lentil soup?
That's why they stopped doing that. Because back in the day, fucking Russ Maneve and me and guys who had like no money, we would order like $100 worth of wings and just all night just ordering food because it was a food spot.
Yeah.
So we'd get like 9 meals. So that's why now you have to pay half.
Which I'm fine with.
I don't.
That food's,
I get free.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, I got grandfathered in.
When the Laugh Factory, do you remember when the Laugh Factory was in New York?
That's a haunted place.
Yeah, dude, that is, you want to know the most scared I've ever been in my life? I always have a backpack with me. Quit trying to freak me out, you fuck. strippers have been murdered. Like, it's well known in that place that strippers were murdered.
Well documented, not well known.
Well, as far as comics know, they tell each other.
Okay. I just always wanted to say that.
All right, it's documented.
Well documented.
So I put my backpack
in
the back room, not the main room.
Because it's
the
backpack. It should go in the... No? All right.
I really hope the fact that whatever ghost is in this room is like this giant bouncer that's here doing this podcast. This bouncer-looking fucker. Yeah, I really blew it on that joke.
I really don't have a comic look.
You don't. You really look like if I was down in the lobby, I'm like, as my security, they'd be like, if they didn't know that I was your opener.
They really? Yeah. They really? You have star quality.
Look. I really look more like I'd be like, well, this is my head of security, Bobby.
I look like a friend from your past.
You look like a guy that I'm like trying to shake off when we go into like a nice party.
Dude, this is a good friend of mine from back in the day, Bobby. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, fucking. Oh. You fucking talking to him? Fuck you.
Dude. How happy was I, though, that at the club they finally have my new, fat pick?
Oh, the one with you and your velour fucking sweatshirt.
It's not velour. Right,
you're silk. You look like an asshole. You really look like a shitty fucking crime family leader from Chicago.
Well, look, I had photos.
You look like a Polish fucking crime boss. You really do. You look like the head of a Polish crime family.
With
your watch and that fucking dumb velvet jacket. It's gross. It really is gross.
I'm really taking a pound of from Dan tonight. Willie.
You look fucking stupid in your velvet with your nice watch.
I like the photo.
You look like a Polish enforcer.
Dude, I like the fucking... I hope the demon possesses you.
Oh, guess what?
Hope the demon possesses you. Hope the demon possesses you. Hope the demon possesses you. No, Jesus doesn't protect you. The demon wants you. The demon's going to take your soul and follow you back to your apartment.
Please, God, let... Please, God, protect me and everything I care about.
God can't help you now.
Please, God.
Let the iron fall. Let the iron fall.
Please, God, protect me and everything I care about from any evil. Please, God, protect me and everything I care about from Satan's powers. Please, God, destroy it. All the evil inside me and all the evil around me. Go fuck yourself.
I thought. Dude, but they used to put up my old, like my high chair from 2 years ago when I lost all the weight.
Yeah.
The sexy one.
Yeah.
You know how fucking embarrassing that was? When you, dude, I think I saw a girl.
Dude, the
young
one.
A young girl. I'm on stage. I think a young girl, I saw her mouth go, that's not him.
Dude, that is.
Do you know what I mean?
Up.
So at least they're using the up-to-date one.
Dude, the one, if anyone ever goes to the Comedy Cellar, and if you're eating at the Olive Tree, which is delicious. We've talked about the food. When you go downstairs to the cellar, yeah. that picture of you with the cigarette,
yeah.
it's almost, that's not you.
It's me.
But it is you.
But
it's not you. Yeah. Right now, you might get back down to skinny Bobby.
I'll get back down to skinny Bobby, but I'll never be that again, you're saying.
I mean, when you got that fucking, that look in your eye, I look right in that eye and I'm like, I don't know that Bobby. I've never known that Bobby. That look of like, I'm getting any pussy that I want. I don't know that Bobby.
You'd fuck that Bobby.
Oh, you know what I would?
What?
I would tag team a girl with that Bobby.
Right.
Now I'd be like, okay, I mean, you just go do your thing. But like back, I'd be like, I don't know, I'd probably do a bump.
Yeah? High five a couple?
Hey, I don't know, maybe you fuck her and I'm get my dick sucked and I leave.
Well, here's the deal. I promise you, I may never be that Bobby again. I'm getting back down.
Dude, you already lost a lot of weight.
I did not.
You have.
No, I haven't.
You've lost weight since.
How drunk are you?
No, fuck you.
No, fuck
dude,
you.
Dude, I saw you in that Green Lantern shirt about fucking 2 months ago.
Right.
And I walked in and I was like, ugh, Bobby looks awful.
Who did you say that to?
Myself.
What?
Because I'm a gentleman.
No, that.
Dude, now I see it. Now I see it. You got the V-neck on. You got the fucking, the vest.
It's not a vest.
Yeah, it is.
This is not a vest. This is a shirt.
You make it look like a vest. you look good. Listen, a lot better.
Listen, okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I look a little better, maybe. I'm less salty, less bloated, or less. But I'm getting my. What was that?
That was something driving by.
Okay.
I'll tell you this right now. That noise gets made again.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Because that was some fuck. I mean, you guys heard it on the pod. That was some fucked up shit.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'll be back. I want to get back down and then stay down because now, why are you laughing?
I just really imagine you doing like a Clubber Lang training scenario.
Dude, I would.
We're doing like, and then it shows me training like Rocky, just like a bunch of fucking.
Here's the thing though, like a guy like you who quit smoking.
Yeah.
You're smoking again.
I've been taking drags.
You're smoking.
No,
again.
I'm not. I'm not having a pack.
You're
of
smoking.
I'm having some drags.
You'll be back.
I won't.
So you're gonna quit. You're done. What the fuck was that? No. Look at me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the audio.
You stuck your tongue out through your teeth and made a weird face. What is that?
I don't know.
Listen.
You want to know my honest theory? I have a honest to God fear that the world's gonna end December 21st.
Why?
The Mayan shit.
Where the fuck is this? Dude, we were just talking about me being fat and getting skinny again, and now you're talking about the end of the world. Who are you? Did you get possessed? Did that possession work?
Bobby, it's me.
Oh.
what if I freaked out?
I'd finish the podcast with the demon. You know what a great podcast that would be?
Hey, it's me, Bobby.
That's better than Joe Matarese getting Audie Lang right out of rehab.
Who's the guy in Men in Black? Where he's like...
Oh, that's Vince D'Onofrio.
Can I get some sugar?
Yeah.
But what if I fucking all of a sudden I was like,
I would fucking. Yeah, I'd still talk to you.
Good.
Yeah.
It's commitment.
Here's the thing. No, it's not commitment. It's trickery. What I would do is I would still talk to you and try to reason with the demon. As I slowly, I was just like, all right, dude, that's a great podcast. I'll see you later.
He's like, all right.
And I'd say, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like what?
We're not going anywhere.
I'm going to take off now.
Got any sugar?
What?
Do you have any sugar? Do you have any sugar? I need
First
some
of all,
sugar.
He wasn't a demon. He was a bug.
Yeah, I'm a bug.
But anyways, listen, I'm going to be back. I'm going to be thin again. I'll be back. I'll be thin. But when I get back this time, I think it's going to be permanent. Because what the fuck face is that?
I'm just saying.
You didn't say anything.
You and Dawn, if you and Dawn have a baby.
Oh my God.
When you and Dawn have a baby.
Yeah.
I think you'll balloon back up.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not very corporate of you.
No.
No.
I'm taking a stance.
You're taking a stance?
It's corporate Dan.
You know what I don't like? You take stances. You know when you take stances? When it's against me. That's it.
Maybe there's a bug in this room. Listen,
that's fucked up of you to say. Listen, where are you going?
I have no doubt that you're going to slim back down.
I'm going to slim back down.
You are.
But let me finish my point. I'm doing it now for the first time without smoking.
Okay.
I'm not smoking.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I quit 8 months without a cigarette. Been the most horrid fucking 8 months of my life. Seriously, man.
But you look good.
Listen, I don't.
No, your skin looks good.
My skin always looks good. I got great skin.
Ugh.
But, sorry, that bugs you?
Yeah. It really does bug me.
Here's the deal, man. I'll be back, but I won't be smoking. And when I come back, it's going to be a way of life, I think. But I just, you got to understand that food right now is, dude, if I can't fuck anything, I can't smoke, I can't drink, those are options I can't do anymore.
No.
But I can eat a hot dog, and no one needs to know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I really feel like if you want to lose the weight, you keep the weight off.
Losing weight, you know Bobby's gonna lose the weight.
It's gonna have to be.
I hope that's stuck in everybody's head.
It's gonna have to be you finding like a weird like Taekwondo or Brazilian.
I've done it.
Look, then do it again,
dude. I've done it. I've done it with alcohol. I've done it with drugs.
Yeah.
I've done it with everything.
But dude.
What?
You beat alcohol and drugs for a long time.
Yeah.
You've defeated that for a long
time. Okay.
Cigarettes.
8 months.
Food.
Okay. Yesterday.
Those are... Yes,
right. You had a Chicago sausage dag and...
Listen, man. It's a fucking motherfucker. Sucks, too, though, is that, during this whole process, I got to take poundings from fucking... Stupid everybody about being a fat. People that say I don't get poundings.
Dude, bullshit. I've seen you at the cellar get worked over.
Yeah, they say on the podcast, there was this one guy, okay? Sorry about that. One guy.
I get it.
Huh?
You're emotional.
One guy.
You're Italiano. You want to...
What?
If you and Festuca ever talk about your guys' Italian heritage again... Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
I'm going to throw up on both of your faces. It's gross.
I look, I'm Italian.
You're not Italian.
May the demon possess you.
Yeah, please God, protect me and everything I hear about from Satan's powers. Please God, protect me and everything I hear about from Satan. Go fuck yourself. I have to sleep here tonight.
I know.
Fucking cunt.
I know. It's going to be scary.
You know what? No, because I'm not sleeping.
Where are you going to go? That's the worst. If you don't sleep, then you get so tired you fall out. Then you get Freddy Krueger fucking. Then you're inside of
it. No one's beating
me. You won't be able to come home.
I'll be on a plane.
No. When's your flight?
9 a.m.
Dude, you're not staying up till 9. We're going to get food.
Fuck you.
Why?
I got 6 hours.
You won't do it.
I will.
Anyways, first of all...
I can beat that.
Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me with those fucking big flat eyes.
Oh, those big baby blues.
Your eyes are weird.
They're so they're adorable.
You're like the shoulder monster on fucking Bugs Bunny.
I did. I watched Bugs Bunny the other day.
Yeah?
What a fucking queer.
Is he a fag?
I mean, dude, I watched the Alaska episode where he's got the penguin and he dresses up like a... And he's got his butt shaking.
Really?
I mean, I love Bugs Bunny.
I love Bugs Bunny, too. You know, people think he's a comedian. Consider him a comedian?
He is.
Really?
I would consider him a comedian.
Comic actor.
I mean, we learned how to be funny off him.
Three Stooges. You in or you out?
In.
Really?
I think not the new bullshit.
The movie that's coming out.
Awful.
Really?
Looks awful.
But you think they're funny?
Old school Three Stooges, what they did.
What?
Just that really, like that, but the carrying over of vaudevillian. Very vaudevillian.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, I'm not going to fucking throw the Three Stooges under the bus, but, you know.
Because it looks so much like Curly. Is it because you're kind of looking like a Curly?
Easy, Shemp.
Why I oughta. I really would be perfect for the Three Stooges.
What was the song? I forget the song. I don't, I'm not into them, dude. I mean, people praise them as, oh my God, the Three Stooges. I'm not into it.
They're funny.
I'm not saying they're not funny, but they're not, oh my God, the Three Stooges, wow, funny. I think they're overrated.
You think the Three Stooges are overrated?
I think they're over-fucking-rated.
I disagree.
Really, you cracked the fuck up watching the Three Stooges.
I mean, you watch some of their old shit.
It's all old, Dan. Yeah, what do you think? They came up with a new album last year?
What about
year?
The Marx Brothers?
Yeah, overrated.
Oh.
For now. Look, back in the time, funny. Back in the day.
Dude.
Back in the day, it was funny. Back in the day, Charlie Chaplin was funny.
It's hilarious.
You think he's still funny?
For what he did, yeah.
For what he did back then, yes.
Yeah, but he's not going on stage.
It doesn't hold up. It doesn't.
I think it holds up in a certain sense.
Oh, God. Nostalgic bullshit, not a respect. Okay, yeah. But the Three Stooges don't hold up now. I mean, more so than...
Not when you got Will Sasso playing fucking Curly.
Who's Will Sasso?
From Mad TV. He's playing Curly on...
Yeah, I thought he actually looked good.
Well, he looks like Curly.
Well, to play Curly, you have to get a guy that looks like Curly. They had fucking Michael Chiklis do it. Remember? It was stupid.
God. Yeah, they did.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Chiklis, I get it, but it's like, it's the commish, dude.
I love Chiklis. How great was The Shield?
How great is this? I went to a party with Dane. I went to this party with Dane one night. He calls me up. I'm in L.A. He goes, I got to go to this party. It's a pre-Oscar party. You want to go? And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go, but I'm going to go because that shit scares me. So I got my scally cap on. We pull up to this up in the hills. And, all you know, it's, you know, typical Hollywood Hills road, thin cars. And then we pull up and there's this house. It looks like a small little house. And there's a valet. And we pull up and the guy takes our car, takes Dane's car, our car, like we're a couple, takes his car. You know, and Dane's, you know, look, he knows how to do this shit. You know,
Well, he's accustomed to it.
Yeah, dude. I'm literally just following his lead.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get out and it's...
He's like the guy that's friends with seniors when you're sophomores in high school.
Well, he just knows how to act.
Yeah,
he knows
yeah.
how to fucking, you know... But we get out and all of a sudden they're, you know, Dane, the paparazzi's across the street.
Ugh.
And they go, Michael. They thought I was Michael Chiklis.
That is great. Oh, fuck.
Dude, so
they thought you were the cop from The Shield.
Yeah. Look.
But you know what's weird?
I used to get mistaken for fucking John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I can see that. Back in the day. Skinny Bobby.
Yeah. And now it's Michael Chiklis.
How angry did that make you know that you're that
Jesus
much...
Jesus Christ.
But that you're that much better of a comedian than John Leguizamo.
You don't like John?
I love John. I mean, I think he's
not a stand-up, though. He's not a comic.
Oh, he's a one-man. He does one-man shows.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
He's a comic actor.
But I'm saying you, as a comic,
yeah,
that's got to...
I admire him because he said this once. He said, I have a one-man show. All I need is a pen and a legal pad.
I agree with him.
That's what he said. He goes, all I need is a pen and a legal pad. And
I'll tell you this, man.
Leguizamo
does some of the best one-man shows ever.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I like the first one. I mean, whatever. He's
Sexaholic
great.
Was great.
Okay, yeah, it was all good. But anyways, he, you know, that just meant something to me. Like, wow. I mean, do I act on it? Sometimes, most of the time, no, because I'm a fucking comic and we're lazy.
Yeah.
That's the problem with us. You know, right now, me and you could be, we could have been halfway through a fucking pilot that we could have sold next week for $45,000. We're 41 minutes into a shitty podcast.
We're like, I still have not heard one. Ghost.
May a demon attack you right now tonight.
Please, God, protect me.
A demon will follow you back to your house.
Please, God, protect me and think about from any evil.
But listen, so we go, check this out. We go into this fucking place.
Uh-huh.
And even Dane was like, oh my God. Because, dude, we walk in, Dustin Hoffman walks right by us. Okay? goes in the other room and plops on the couch. Then Forrest Whitaker.
What?
Is right in front of us and says hi to Dane and then says hi to me. And then, dude, Mickey Rourke. Who, as we're walking through, I look and there's Mickey Rourke. Then you look, dude, Drew Barrymore. There was the famous people everywhere.
Which is unsettling for a comedian.
Dude, me and Dane. And I had my stupid hat on. It was like summer. I didn't know we were going to one of... It was like... And I was at somebody's house. And it was like the most amazing party I've ever been to. I took a picture of the toilet of this lady's house. That's all I could do. Because I was too scared to fucking get kicked out. Met Marky Mark on the way out. Hey, Marky, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Are you fucking kidding me? He would have fucking loved you.
Didn't.
Where the fuck are you from?
No, he doesn't even talk like that. He's really high-pitched like that. Hey, how you doing? All right, nice to meet you. I know his brother Jimbo. I was like, hey, I'm friends with your brother. Oh, that's good. Tell him I said hi. Like, oh, hey, do you talk to him?
It's your brother.
But anyways. You
should probably talk to him.
Yeah, fucking weird, man. But, you know.
I couldn't even handle a situation like that.
Yeah, you could have. If you were with your friend, you could have. Because you would have just giggled.
Who's my most famous friend?
Who is your most famous friend?
Nate Bargatze.
What? How? What?
Well, you, but I mean...
Who's your most famous friend? And mine, first of all...
You're my most famous friend.
Right. Okay.
You are.
Okay, but Nate Bargatze?
I mean, after you...
Who? Be DeRosa.
DeRosa?
Yeah.
But it's...
Say it.
Does DeRosa and Nate... I mean, Nate's got more Conans.
Really?
Nate's done Conan fucking... Four times.
It shows you how fucking much that works. I've never seen it.
No, but Nate's
CBS Conan or the other Conan?
He's done. He did Late Night twice.
Right.
He did Late Night twice, and he did TBS three Conans.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird how that shit does nothing for you anymore.
That's so weird. We're like, why haven't they seen you on Late Night? And you're like, if you did, would you even notice?
It does nothing. Oh. It does not. I keep looking at that guy in the window. He's just sitting in his room. It's weird.
It is really crazy.
Right now, Dan's room looks directly across to some dude in his apartment. Or is that a hotel?
It's an apartment.
An apartment. He's got his window up, and we can see him clear as day just watching TV in a pullover.
There was one directly over. The guy shut the curtain.
Right.
But he was, like, super creepy, like, watching.
Really?
Yeah.
It's great.
First night.
Anyways, so yeah, dude, you came to fucking. We should go get some food. I'm fucking. Yeah. This podcast will be an extra podcast.
Yeah.
This we'll call this Shits and Giggles.
Yeah, we should.
Shits and Giggles. Demon will attack you tonight.
Please, God, protect me and thinking about from any evil.
But yeah, well, we should go get some food, dude. I'm fucking starving.
All right.
Are you gonna let me eat shitty?
You know what?
What?
I'll let you answer that.
What does that mean?
We'll see.
You know what you are?
Hmm.
Corporate fucking Dan.
Goddamn right.
Neutral. You just didn't.
Look around.
Yeah.
See all this?
Yeah.
Corporate. It's gorgeous. See this?
Yeah.
This classic desk.
What are you talking about?
It's corporate.
This desk is not yours.
I know. But is it?
What?
I think it is mine.
What do you mean?
Because I'm corporate Dan. This is where I do my business.
What business? You don't do any business.
I don't know. Oh. I'm trying to defend myself, you fucking cunt.
All right, listen, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Chicago, me and you.
Chicago!
This is the problem with doing a podcast at night.
Yeah.
When we both would fucking run around all day.
Yeah.
Is that it runs out of steam.
Well.
Right at the end.
Not gonna lie. We were going hard. And now we're, we're losing steam.
And you were listening to the You Know What Dude podcast live from Chicago, also known as the Monsters of the Midway, and a place where Babby's going to get a hat dag here at 2 in the morning.
And Dan's going to get possessed by a demon.
Dan's not going to get possessed by a demon because the demon respects me, so he's going to go into Babby's bald head because he looks like that guy from Total Recall. So it's going to flip him out. And
Fat Kelly possesses you.
I know. Oh no! I think Bobby's screen just came through, and Fat Kelly's got a hold of me.
Like, Does Fat Kelly like Gatorade?
Oh, I love Gatorade. It's like a lime drink, but it's also festive. It's got electrolytes.
Do you use milk in your cereal or half and half?
Oh, I don't. I use cream that I get from the roots.
All right, man. This podcast is fucking over. This is an extra podcast for you fucking fans. We're in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
I want to thank all you motherfuckers that came out tonight and, you know, saw the shows this weekend. All the podcast people. We told you we were going to do one for you motherfuckers. This podcast was for you. The people that showed up.
It was. And if you hear any faint haunting in the background, well...
Well, you heard the sound. You be the judge.
Yeah.
You let us know. Email us at ykwd@riotcast.com, and you let us know what you think that was, because it was fucking creepy.
So fucking scary.
Yeah, so fucking scary. And it's going to be weird, because this might be the last podcast Dan does, because he gets possessed by Satan.
Oh, please God protect me. I thank you very much from any evil.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.